On a cold and snowy Thursday afternoon, riders on one of Bethel's city buses stare out windows while sitting in warm seats listening to country music on the radio. At rush hour, the bus is neither full nor empty. It stops at the AC store and picks up a few people that the driver greets by name. One woman gets on with her son. She says she uses the bus often, but she's shy to talk about it. The bus drops her off at Tundra Women's Coalition, Bethel's shelter for people dealing with domestic violence. Megan Zickel, who works there, says that many of these women use the service.
We get residents coming in from the villages who leave their means of transportation in the village, and Bethel is obviously a lot larger than most of the villages. So coming to a place and potentially not being able to get around to do the things that you need or want to do for yourself can be very restricting.
Zickel says not only does the bus help women get things they need, but it could help them respond to the trauma of domestic violence itself.
Domestic violence obviously has everything to do with control over another person. So when someone finally is able to get out of that controlling relationship and be in a place where they can now control their situation and their life choices, that's very empowering. And the bus system plays into that to the extent that women can choose to go places they need to go without relying on somebody else.
Pete Williams, acting city manager, said at the last city council meeting that he sees a lot of money being spent, but very little being made from buses.
You should have some expenditure showing, and you should have some revenue showing, and all I see is expenditures.
Williams says he doesn't know right now how much the system is costing the city and wants to find out before accepting more grants, which the city would have to match, or look at shutting the system down. When the bus program started, the city was partnered with ONC, Bethel's Native Council, which covered part of the cost, making the system almost free for the city. But in recent years, the funding has dwindled, despite occasional gifts. The city is largely on its own, and this is why council is questioning the value of the system. But John Sargent, the city grant writer who worked to get the system running in the first place, says that making money isn't everything, and the city shouldn't expect it.
It doesn't make revenue. There's no bus system in Alaska that makes money. They all run on a cost basis.
Right now, the city is conducting a termination study to see if ending the transit system will cost the city significant money in employee retirement benefits. And the wheels are already in motion to decide the system's future. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.